We begin the current daf Masech this Erev and daf Ayin Hey. We begin on the base. We begin to taste the masses. We begin with the Gemara. Adkan lekamer b'kiba ha'acha. We're referring to b'kiba saying his halacha b'heil b'beis chatzezu l'funu mizu. Only if you have two quarters, one from within the other, where there it's the asna dadi, they make it forbidden on them, and therefore that's what we said the halacha. Taste can explain how do we interpret Rav and Abaya from daf Samach Vav according to Shmuel with as our Gemara is attempting to say Rebbe Kiva and Rabban. As our Gemara brought that Shmuel holds that you can't do bitul rishus from chatz l'chatzah, that he's like Rebbe Kiva. And therefore, since they make it forbidden one on the other, oh, that's going to be the exception. Therefore, he could even be like Rebbe Kiva, that then you could be mevatlim from one rishus to another rishus. And that's his thesis. Yesh liyashvach sugya. You have to be able to resolve this sugya. Nami libe de rav. I mean, the way the Gemara is trying to say is, you have to understand that how it works according to Rav too. Because the Amal El l'shmul, because the Gemara said, anav samach vav menav, regarding Shmuel, the b'shtei chatzezul p'nemizu, that Rav is his interpretation of Shmuel, because the Machlokes had to learn of Shmuel, Rav's version of Shmuel was that when you have two quarters, one from within the other, which is the case that the Gemara was just saying, that's how we're going to have Rav work out, Shmuel work out according to Bekiva, that even in that case, pa'amim e'm avatlan, sometimes you cannot do bitul, avagav das nadodi, even though they can forbid one on the other. So seemingly you see that even, which our Gemara is attempting to say, oh no, Rav is like, Shmuel is like Bekiva. Because Rav is only when they're not making forbidden one the other. When you do, oh, then you could do bitl even though it's machatz l'chatzah. What do you mean? You see Rav's version of Shmuel, that even when they make it forbidden, you cannot do bitl l'mishos l'shos. So you see Shmuel's not like Rebbe Kiva. That's as Taisis. No, you can still resolve it. Because the hacha kamar, the asna dadi. He was saying that, oh, because they make it forbidden one than the other, so therefore you could do bitl even though it's machatz l'chatzah. Now, and that's as Taisis comes to qualify. That's specifically when the inner one's making it forbidden, b'pshiyas b'nei chitzayna, when it was the negligence of someone from the outer quarter, shahugulay ruvim b'pnimis, where they brought the air of their joining in with the inner courtyard, and they brought it into the inner courtyard, where, so in other words, now they went and they were negligent, the shachach echem in v'le'er, but one of them forgot and did not join in the air, and that's why the inner one's being forbidden. Oh, that's what he said. Okay, now they're making forbidden on us. Oh, now we can do bitl. But regarding all those halachas that Rav had qualified, that Shmuel says that you don't do bitl, do you think that the reason why it's forbidden is because of a negligence? When they put their Erev in the outer court, we said that one of them forget they don't join the Erev. The problem here is not coming allegation Pashu B'Masha Ugle Ruven, that they had a negligence that they went and they brought the Erev into that outer courtyard. That one of them forgot not during the Erev, because without the Erev in the outer one, anyways, the inner quarter had a right of way in the outer quarter. So without that, it would be Eisen. So that's not similar to what we bring over here, where the outer one is making forbidden on the inner one because they brought the Erev over there. But if not for that, they would not have made forbidden. Therefore, that's the difference between those two cases. And therefore, Rava could even be his version of Shmuel, the way the Gemara is saying over here, that depends of the asan hadadi, where it came from. Did the asan hadadi, is it intrinsic, or did it come because of something that was done? And then we say, okay, wait a second, you know, you're making it forbidden on us, then we're going to go ahead and lock our door, and you're not going to do that to us. Now, Taisa continues, says, v'in l'tmua, heichem etukim l'rava. But Taisa says, and don't wonder how we explain it according to Rava, that as our Gemara is trying to say, the Shmuel could be kibbutz rabbanon, the Shmuel could be like both rabbi and rabbanon, as our Tzedek Masel is going on, but ha'al karchach Rebbe Kiva dafkis really. To the contrary, Shmuel has to be like Rebbe Kiva. Because it appears b'kon jizlel. Like Rashi said on Dav Samach Zayin, regarding this, that on that teaching where Rav is going according to Shmuel, that sometimes even when you have a quarter within another, sometimes they could do bitl and sometimes they can't, where if they put the Erev in the inner quarter and one of the outer ones forgot to not join the Erev, oh, then yes, Even Rav's version of Shmuel, which is the more finer qualification, that then they could do bitl and they could lock their door, and the outer one only one's gonna be forbidden. So Rashi explained over there that Shmuel agrees that the in that case at least the way Rav understands it, that the outer courtyards could do bitl to the inner courtyards, is because the inner one could say, oh, we only join with you to make it better for us, not to make it worse for us. Now, but Rashi then said, but this you even need to do a bitl, like Rabbi said, Pam Mevatlin, that specifically says Rashi on the contra Bekiva. Because the contra Abanan, even without bitl, the inner one would be permitted, as our Gemara concludes, and it would be uprooted simply because you're making it worse for us. It's only Rabbi Kiva requires the bitl. So you see that Shmuel is like Rabbi Kiva that requires bitl. So on that says Taisis, no, because the Mikamakam be'ikah pluktai is still, regarding the primary, the fundamental dispute that they have, the im bitl rishos mechatz lechatzis, that there's no nullification of rights from one courtyard to another courtyard, mukmi nafshe bekulu, that Shmuel could be like all opinions. But you're right, regarding this machlekes that Rabbi Kiva and Rabban Hab, Rabbi Kiva requires that the outer courtyard do a bitl to the inner one, Rabban do not. In that, you're right, it's not like Rabbi Kiva, but in the fundamental machlekes, if you could do mechatz lechatzis, that Shmuel is saying, I could be like Pauf, I could be like Rabban, and I could be like Rabbi Kiva, like our Gemara explains. But then Taisa says, if you're going to say, you're not going to the other opinion. That he says, his version of Shmuel. When you have one quarter within the other one. The Mavat Machalin Shmuel, he holds in all situations, Shmuel holds, you could do Bittul. So then comes out, Shmuel could be Kiva, look Rabbanon. Again, our Gemara is trying to say how each Amar Rabbi Shmuel could be like either Rabbi Kiva or Rabbanon. On that Taisa now is asking on the Abaye's version. Shmuel is, me name is Shmuel could be Kiva, look Rabbanon. Is Shmuel only could be Kiva, not Rabbanon? Because the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, when you have two chords, one within the other, then there is no Bittul. So it seems like that Shmuel is not like Rabbanon. That's a situation. What you can say is that Mefarsh Rabbi Yechon b'samach. He will explain like Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara brings shortly that Adkan like Rabbanon has, and where Rabbanon say over the Elder Amr law is where they tell our Admavatlesli Kasa Lebepshu. So until you make it forbidden for me in that interim, I don't want you to even make it forbidden to me that I'm going to need require Bittul because of your negligence. Shargalta Rufch b'shakachachemechem, where you made it come to me and you forgot it. In other words, yeah, that. The what he's saying is that here the Abaye is going to say according to Shmuel, we never have one within the other. You're going to do bittul except for where they place the eriv in the inner courtyard, and one of the outer ones didn't join the eriv. Where then you're not mavatal because until the bittul, then I don't want you to make it forbidden on me. But essentially, the Shmuel is even according to Abaye's version like Drabon. Next says the master begins with the Gemara, Bani Karbehem Rabbi Mechitzayna. And I say because there's many in the outer courtyard, which tries to explain what's this Gezer. Gemara explained that even if you have a sum total of three, that there's two in the outer one and one in the inner one, it's left to make an Erev, because you have Rabbi Mechitzayna, like our Tez Damascus says. So Tez explains that what's this Gezer? That because the Yisbru, people are going to think, Sheyesh Kamei Kain Shnai Bepnimis, just like there's two in the outer one, there's two in the inner one, and they didn't join the Erev. Which you don't really need because the inner one is Mutas Mukaima and the outer one is not going to be forbidden because of that. But if there's two, then that would be Asur Mukaima. And because of that concern, we require an Erev. Now, because Tais explains, whereas, let's say you have two in the inner one, and they made an Erev. That Lakers are not too late Erev, we don't make zero, oh, that they should make it forbidden because if we let them when they're Erev, we might let it even when they're low Erev. No, because the Erev are too late Erev, Lakers, we don't make Gizera. Of any time, then you would never be able to have an Erev. If you were led to an Erev, you might come to it without an Erev. Whereas, Abakashesh Echad the Panimis, but if you have one and inner one and did not make an Erev, Gizbu Shem Shnaim, remember the saying that that's as Tais explains, like Gizera, they're going to think that there's two people, just like in the outer court, there's two people, and they did not make an Erev. And they're going to think, oh, that there's no problem, a regular Surbim Kaima, and therefore, you have to make an Erev, even if there's only two in the outer one and one in the inner one. The next says Matzah begins with the Gemara Nachri Ari Karab. A non-Jew is like a public, like many people. Chasing the claim that these words of Rebbe Elazar are specifically according to the opinion of Shmuel, where a Nachri is like a Rabbin. Chasing says a Libud Shmuel comment is going like Shmuel in the Bishmukon. It's like Rashi already explains this idea that when you have two in the outer ones and only one Nachri in the inner one, he's like a Rabbin, which whenever you have a Rabbin in the inner one, it makes it forbidden because of Drisa's Draggle. Because according to Rabbi the Barava, even one Yisrael would make it forbidden when you have two in the outer ones, as he holds of the Gzer. Shmuel does not hold the Gzer, in spite of the fact that it does not hold the Gzer when one's in the inner one, but when it's a Nachri, then it's going to be forbidden like a Rab. And the reason for this is because the Lekel, maybe you cannot say that, oh, no, maybe it's even like Ravado, and the B'yachad B'chitzen Namasa, and what Rabbi Elazar is coming to say is that when you have a Nachri in the inner one, that even if you have only one Jew in the outer one, it's going to be forbidden. And maybe that's what he means when he says Nachri, Harei Karabim. No, you can't say that. Because I feel like Yudarim and Bechatzul Asa, because even if the Nachri, you can't say he's like a Rabim in that halacha. If there's one in the outer one, he's going to be forbidden, which that would be a problem if there's two in the inner one. Because even if the Nachri lived in the Chatzur itself, which is always more severe, as that one Yisrael, Layasa would not make it forbidden because the Kamal Kerabal Ismail Yaakim, he ruled like Kerabal Ismail Yaakim, which holds not a problem with one Nachri, one Yisrael. Kashkan Jesus Regal, for sure, when the Nachri only has a right of way, because in the courtyard, for sure, the last one, I wouldn't make it forbidden. And Taisus follows up and he said, V'chimucha behedil el. And so, too, it's obvious, you could prove this, as Rashi's explaining, that this teaching of Reb Elazar was only in Shmuel, as the Gemara had previously said, the Gabi Yisrael, the Nachri Bepanimis, when you have Yisrael and the Nachri in the inner courtyard of Yisrael, because you have Yisrael in the outer courtyard, that the Ilek Yisrael Bepanimis, if there wasn't, it sounds like in that case, that if there wasn't Yisrael in the inner courtyard, El Nachri Luchadei, only the Nachri in the inner one, that Lo Yasser wouldn't make it forbidden, obviously, because it was a Nachri in Yisrael. But a Nachri itself, like we established, that no one would say this, and if you can't say, as you might have thought to say that it's in Ravada, that if there's a Nachri in the inner one and one Yisrael in the outer one, be forbidden. No, it's only in this Halach of Shmu when you have two in the outer one. Why did the Reb Elazar in his teaching that saying that the one non-Jew in the inner courtyard and two Yisrael in the outer courtyard is make forbidden because he's karabim? Why do you have to say that? For Allah have a karabim, so even if he wasn't quote like a rabbi, he'd make it forbidden because they give him the Yisrael in the inner. Since you have two Yisrael in the outer courtyard, they make it forbidden one another. That's what the whole halacha be'er is when you have more than one Jew in the courtyard. And Yeshli just regularly, and then he has right away this Nachri from the inner courtyard on them. So of course you make it forbidden. That's always what you say. When the one Nachri gets mixed in with two Yisraelim, he makes it forbidden on them. And that's the thing, Yeshli, what you can say is no. Kim the Yisrael. Since when you have one Yisrael living in the inner courtyard, Lo Yasser, he would not make it forbidden. That's the Halacha B'Yichidim. So Nachri Nami Lo Yasser, then we would say the Nachri would also not make it forbidden. Because the Inla Hachman Menachri, Yisrael, it's not logical to be more stringent when it's an Adju, more than a Yisrael. Ilav, the Rab, if not for the fact that he's quote-unquote like a Rabbim, then that's just like Yisrael, it's just that the Nachri is like a Rabbim, and therefore that's why you have to qualify like a Rabbim to make it forbidden. Shinnik says, the Master begins with the Gemara of Rabbi Yechon, and so Rabbi Yechon holds Beishah de Yachal, have a Beishah. A gatehouse for a singular house is not considered as a Beishah. So to complain that why it's not a contradiction regarding what the Gemara says later on regarding a Shah Yachal of a Yachal, a Beishah of a Yachal, because this teaching of Rabbi Yechon, the Taz says, Bahabam, a parakeet, Mishtav, and this is the Gemara says, live in a Payam, a base. Kamakum, Shamachachamim. Wherever the sages say, Hadar, Shamin, I see. If a person lives over there, if he lives by just being there, he does not make him a bin, he's not considered like a deer that's not part of the Arab, then so too, Anisun, Shamay, Ruba, in the Arab. If you put your Arab in such a place, that's not going to be a valid Arab. Chutz, except me, Beishah, the Yachim. Except when it's a gatehouse of an individual house, Pirish. The Avagav, that Dar, Shamin, I see that even though if someone lives over there, he's not going to make him a bin, it's not a problem that it's not during the Arab. But still, Anis and Shemiruva have an heir, but if you put the heir, there's going to be heir. So, Asin Namik Rabbi Yechanan. That is, even though he holds over here that a Beisha B'Yach is not considered a Beishar, then we see that it's not going to make it forbidden. Unless it's taste. No, the Hasim Ayyub Beishar the Chatzir. There, yes, it's singular, but it's not of a bias. It's a gate of a courtyard. Because the Pirish of a courtyard, like Rashi explains over there, the in Osladir, which that's not made for dwelling, and therefore it's not going to make it forbidden. Avalhocha Osladir, but here where it's made for dwelling, Asin make it forbidden, and therefore Beichan holds that a Beishar B'Yach is not going to be considered as a Beishar to exempted, and therefore it would make it forbidden. And that's where he holds it. You have to make the Erev, not only the 10th house, but even the 9th house.